Deteriorating conditions in Guatemala are threatening the fragile peace there. The government and leftist guerrillas signed peace accords in 1996, ending 36 years of armed conflict. But the inequalities that led to the fighting remain. Government corruption, poverty, and the intimidation and murder of activists and dissidents. Over the last several months, the climate has grown increasingly unstable, prompting fears that the country could sink back into conflict. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Guatemala City.
During the war, some 200,000 people died, mostly Mayan Indians. 40,000 remain unaccounted for. As part of the peace process, today teams of scientists are digging throughout the countryside in search of the war's missing victims. In the tiny highland village of Chichupac, a 30-year-old indigenous woman named Antonio Alvarado watches distraught as anthropologists dig in the soft earth with picks and shovels. Alvarado's father was dumped in a mass grave here by soldiers at the height of Guatemala's civil war in the early 1980s. Alvarado was just a little girl, but she remembers the night the armed men came to her hut.
When they came, it was 2 a.m. They said, "Get out of the house or we'll torch it with gasoline." I opened the door and they came in looking for arms. "We have nothing," we said, "in the name of God, nothing." But they killed my father.
On this day, Alvarado's father will not be found, but the bones of another victim, 18-year-old Eusebia Grave Garcia, are located. This forensic work, like the peace process in general, is not going smoothly. In recent weeks, these investigators have been inundated by anonymous death threats. The next exhumation, warns one letter, will be of your children. Freddy Pericelli heads the Association of Forensic Anthropologists, which has unearthed some 2,000 skeletons so far.
We've had political analysts look at this letter over and over again, and everyone believes it's just like the letters that people received 20 years ago. There might be a couple of people that are being singled out as authors of some of these massacres that feel like if these cases go to trial that they're going to be put behind bars.
International human rights groups have condemned the intimidation. While Guatemala's 1996 peace accords have brought an end to the large-scale fighting, little else has been accomplished. The agreements are ambitious, demanding deep structural changes to society, including making land available to tens of thousands of indigenous farmers and reducing the role of the armed forces. Ricardo Alvarado is one of Guatemala's top peace officials. He says just as in colonial times, Guatemala is a nation controlled by an elite oligarchy, reluctant to see change. In this country, we've inherited a culture of plundering, he says, because the Spanish came here to pillage. That's their legacy, he adds. So whatever government is in power comes to power to take money. These are almost cultural problems. The current administration of Alfonso Portillo has been accused of pilfering tens of millions of dollars in public funds, and it appears the government has either lost control of some sectors of the police or, as some worry, is using them to intimidate the citizenry. In the tiny farming hamlet of Chocón, close to the tropical Caribbean coast, villagers are still wondering why more than 40 elite anti-drug police showed up here in late January and opened fire without warning, killing 2 men. It was just like during the Civil War, says one witness, who asked not to be identified. Now, she says, villagers are just hoping for protection.
Because, you know, these people have a lot of influence and might return. They haven't yet. But if you know this country, then you're scared.
16 police have been arrested. The United States, which runs a large anti-narcotics operation here, has dropped funding for the Guatemalan unit until the Chocón case and others are resolved. U.S. Ambassador Prudence Bushnell says the international community is frustrated by this incident and by the murky nature of escalating crimes impeding peace.
It's very difficult to determine which crime has political motives behind it. Given Guatemala's past, people are not about to give anyone the benefit of the doubt, and you have the aura of politicization behind every single crime. But frankly, we don't know whether it is or not.
The U.S. helped overthrow a democratically elected government here in 1954. For the last 10 years, the U.S. has maintained a ban on military aid to Guatemala and has spent over $300 million in support of the peace accords. But despite international scrutiny, those working for reform and uncovering crimes of the past remain in danger. While working on this story, NPR's assistant in Guatemala City, David Herrera, was kidnapped by armed men apparently searching for NPR materials. Herrera escaped and remains in hiding. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Guatemala City.